Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Happy Wednesday, Kid Nation. Mm-hmm. Halfway there. Don't forget, today is 9/11, so let's make sure we remember those we lost on this day 18 years ago.
Never forget.
Man, it just feels like every time it comes around, it feels like it was yesterday, but when you look back, our country has changed so much. So many things have changed because of this day and what went down this day. But definitely take a moment to look up. If you have kids that were born the days after the event happened or years after the event happened, show them, teach them, let them know what happened.
You used to be able to go to the airport and walk your friend, whoever you're taking to the airport, you could walk them to the gate.
A lot of the things we go through at the airport now is because of what happened on 9/11.
Yep.
So our thoughts are with those families that were affected. But it is time now to get into some of your issues that are going on in your love life, your relationships. We got our love expert in here. By the way, we do have a Beat the Bank ATM in 20 minutes. Your chance to win $5,000.
ATM.
Well, I heard you guys not doing it. I'm like, ATM.
She joined in. So 20 minutes away from that. But right now, our love expert's in here. She's going to help you out. You wrote us, and now she solves your relationship issues in
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been with my fiance for 6 years, and we have a beautiful daughter who's 4. I have 3 kids that are from other relationships, but he's accepted them as his own. In our first year, I left him and went back with my ex-husband briefly before returning to my now fiance. Then a year ago, I started talking to someone online that was a scammer, but by the time I figured it out, it was too late because I sent some bad pics to him and he blackmailed me with them.
Oh, nice.
So I told my fiance about it. Now he doesn't trust me and keeps comparing me to his ex-wife. Please help us. I don't want to lose my soulmate. I've loved him for so long. He's the only man that has treated me right, and I'm the one that's having to learn to do right. I cry all the time about it. Please, Kelly, help us. You're my last resort. Crystal.
Well, there's consequences for your hoe behavior.
Say that!
All day.
I mean, what do you want me to do?
Truth.
You want him just to trust you because you say I'm sorry? You don't act like a woman who is trustworthy. Mm. Until you act like a woman who is worthy of trust, he does not have to trust you.
All right. There are
I'm a little shocked he even took you back.
Right.
I'm serious. What does she want from this man?
He took you back.
Of course he's going to compare you to people who have done him wrong because you have done
him wrong. Yep.
This is not a good, healthy relationship. It doesn't in any way resemble one. So good luck, but you better start acting right if you want to make this one work.
Uh-huh.
Agreed.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 27, happily married, and in that phase of life where all my friends are getting married and starting families.
It happens.
Well, I just found out that my best friend, who happened to be my maid of honor, is pregnant. Now, while I'm really happy for her, Kelly, I'm hurt that I found out through freaking Facebook, and she didn't tell me personally. Am I wrong to be mad that I found out the news along with the rest of the freaking world? Or maybe am I just jealous that she got pregnant before I did? I want to be a part of her special time, but I can't help but to feel that I'm not important enough for her, enough in her life for her to tell me personally. So why should I feel like I'm entitled to be a part of this time in her life? Please help.
Oh, God, get over it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal, though.
Okay.
Yeah, but
what are you going to do? Punish her for 9 months? Not go to the baby shower? Fold your arms and pout?
Yeah.
I mean, what are your alternatives here? Okay, your feelings were hurt. Dust yourself off and get over it.
There you go.
You know, I'm sorry that her pregnancy announcement wasn't more about you. I'm really sorry about that. You have a right to have your feelings hurt. Everybody has a right to feel however they want to feel. I've said that before.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it again. You can feel whatever you want.
Say it again.
And how you act is up to you. So if you want to make her feel bad and kind of, you know, spoil the special time when she's so excited, you go ahead and let her know how your feelings are hurt because she got pregnant and did not tell you first. Or let's just celebrate it. Show up with a beautiful basket of little baby things and some stretch cream that's going to help her with her, you know, I love that coconut smelling Palmer stuff. It's divine. Get her some of that. Just, you know, and celebrate this time with her. Or punish her for not telling you before she put it on social media. Those are your options.
I get it.
I do get her.
I get it.
Because you have your feelings hurt.
I know, I get it.
But to what extent?
Yeah. Because I have a close girlfriend that I just was like, this is the first time I'm gonna go to the emergency room. I'm gonna be there when she has gives birth, because that's how I would be. I'd want all my friends there. But she's very different than me, and even though she's one of my close friends, she wanted to be very private about it. So I spent about 10 minutes being like, oh, and it's like, no, she's a best friend of mine, and she's just different than
me. But did she text you before she posted it on social media?
Yeah.
I thought she wanted to be one of the first.
Everyone's different, I know. Not your baby, so.
Some friends are not as good of friends as other people, and maybe that's something, it doesn't make her a bad person, she just wasn't thinking about you in that particular moment.
I found out I was pregnant, and I told, a few people, and then I announced it on the radio. I'm sure I had a lot of friends that,
that were hurt.
I didn't think about telling them first, I can't go through my entire Rolodex. I get it. You were the maid of honor. I get it. Yeah. But
people like to do those social media bits, right?
I tell everybody. See, I was excited.
I was guilty of this. I was the girl that got pregnant with my engagement. I didn't tell my boys that I was hanging out with all the time. Right? I didn't tell Reggie or Bad Influence Paul that I was going to propose. Mm. I just did it.
They pout?
And they found out. They let me know. I was like, hey, man, you could have.
I love when guys pout about that.
But they were really cool about it, but I understood why they were upset.
Yeah, I didn't find out till we had a recording of it on the radio. I'm like, JC, I work with you every day.
You were there.
Still didn't know.
Yeah, I was just trying to be secretive.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Let me just say. What? Y'all brought it today with letters. I had a really hard time picking a letter today.
It was tough.
Okay, you can save some for next time.
Yep. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 24, and I've been on the apps and casually dating for about 9 months. Throughout this time, I've been self-reflecting and just feel like I'm always screwing myself over. It's a different type of letter, Kelly.
Self-sabotage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of us do that.
Here's my predicament. I want a partner and a relationship. However, it's a complete turnoff when I go on a date with someone, and it's obvious they want a relationship. Did you understand what I just said?
Yep.
I've realized that I'm only attracted to guys that don't want relationships because their personalities are more chill and appear less desperate. How do I fix this? I really want to find a guy that doesn't want a relationship until he meets me. But I'm assuming I need to change this mindset. I've recently gone out with two different guys, and it was obvious they were both wanting something serious, which I am too. But I ended things with both of them after the second date because I didn't feel as into it as I did as I was with another guy that told me he didn't want a relationship. Help me break this cycle. That's from Shelby.
You're more confused than I am right now, Shelby.
That's
a really hard letter. I think I get it.
I had to read this.
I got a question.
I think I understand what you're saying.
I get what she's saying.
You want a relationship.
She wants a challenge.
She
maybe?
Wants people that don't want her. Yeah,
but not with a desperate guy.
Well, right.
Or desperate to get a relationship with you.
See, this is sort of, I think, the flip, because sometimes I think a guy says a girl will show up for first date and she's already planning the wedding and writing his last name with hers to see how it looks.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like the flip, but. You need to give these guys more than one date. And, there is a challenge to the guy that acts like he doesn't want you. You just got to put more time into it. If there's not bells, whistles, fireworks, sirens going off, stars in your eyes after one date, that doesn't mean it can't develop into something.
Yeah.
So you have to give it some time. I can't tell you how many people that I know that are married now, they went through dating sites and things like that. The first date was like, it's okay. It was nice. They were nice. That's the way it was with me and Alan.
Yeah.
It was a nice date. We had a nice conversation. We didn't kiss. It was just, okay.
It was pleasant.
Well, hope to hear from you again sometime. Okay, see you later. And that was it.
Yeah.
A lot of people be like, nah, I wasn't feeling it. I'm not going to go out again.
I've done that,
And then you miss out on what could be a slow build to something solid. I think a lot of people, when they go in guns blazing, everything's fireworks, this is so great, it flames out just as quickly as it flames up.
This is why those bachelor relationships don't work, because they're all...
It's all on, the immediate chemistry, the immediate physical, like, I want to just be all over him. And that's not long-standing.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Sometimes, yeah.
But you got to give these guys, you got to make a deal with yourself that you'll give it maybe a nice guy 3 dates or whatever it is. What is your threshold? 5 dates.
Hmm.
You give that nice guy that really wants a relationship, who's saying everything on paper you say you want, but then they look desperate to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many women would love to be with a man who wants more than just, oh, I've paid for your dinner, so let's go have sex so I can never talk to you again? Because that's what's happening out there for a lot of these women.
Yeah. True.
And you got more than one guy saying he wants a relationship?
Yeah.
It's like you're winning the lottery every date.
Yeah.
And you're throwing it away.
Give them a chance.
So you recognize yourself sabotaging, so just make yourself stick it out.
If you want to write a letter to our love expert here, Kelly Raspberry, who knocked it out of the ballpark today, go to KidNation.com, click on the Love Letters tab. We'll get right to it again on Monday.
Sure will.
Because we do it on Mondays and Wednesdays. Today's edition was brought to you by Legacy Box.
Legacy Box, you know how much I love Legacy Box. I think it's a great gift idea, especially, you know, for parents, for grandparents, for yourself, too.
I'm doing it today, Kelly. I'm doing it today.
You're going to do it. You've been saying that.
I'm doing it, Kelly. I'm doing it
Talk
today.
Talk to the hand, because Al has, his mother has a box, more than one box, full of cassette tapes that are just sitting there gathering dust. And I'm sorry, those things with time, and if they're not stored properly, the tapes get destroyed. Same with photos, same with VHS tapes. People throw them in the hot attic. Those things are getting destroyed. You need to gather all those things together and send off for a legacy box. They'll send you a box with all these barcode stickers. You just tick, 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 stick them on everything you want, ship it off to Legacy Box, and forget about it. Sort of like a crock pot for your memories.
Okay.
That's their tagline.
Okay. Sort of like a crock pot for memories.
Yes. You ship it off and forget it.
Okay.
And then, boom, before you know it, it all comes back to you, and it's all done, and you get your originals, and you can share them either with digital downloads, DVDs, thumb drives, with all the people in your life that matter. And before these memories are lost forever, take advantage of this offer from Legacy Box. For a limited time, you can get 40% off your first order, an exclusive discount at legacybox.com/kid. That's legacybox.com/KIDD to save 40% today and get started preserving your past, Big Al.
And
Legacy Box.
Give me the tagline again, Kelly.
It's like a crock pot for your memories.
Yeah, it sure is. There you go.
Set it and forget it.
Uh-huh. All right, Kid Nation. 2, 4, 6, 8. Maybe you will win 5K. That is the numbers you need to figure out what the PIN code is.
Mm-hmm.
That means beat the bank ATM. Your chance to win $5,000 is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time to play Beat the Bank
ATM.
Yeah, pick up that phone. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will be able to take two guesses, so we will take callers number 11 and 13. 11 and 13. Hopefully you've been keeping track of all the wrong guesses, because each wrong guess gets you a little bit closer to that $5,000. Yeah, we'll make it rain on you, too. Make sure you have a team, too. If you have a team at the office, get them all together. Make sure you guys got those numbers in front of you so you don't guess wrong. Don't waste that opportunity to win that money. And while we wait for our friends to call in and play Beat the Bank ATM, let's get to Anna's midweek update. Fresh off of that Cancun trip.
You know, I still kind of have a sunburn. Hello. Hi.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. Mic check. 1, 1, 2, 3. Is this thing on?
Yes, ma'am.
The answer on Monday to that question was no.
Oh.
Man, what a week.
I know. This week's been interesting, to say the least.
Yeah.
Yes, it has.
But in all honesty, the past 2 days, y'all have made me laugh so hard.
Really?
Yeah, I was telling them yesterday. I was like, it's been the funniest show for me, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Sincerely, there's no joke behind that. I really mean that.
Oh, wow, thanks.
Okay, so yesterday, I decided to adopt a pet.
Why?
I didn't, go to this, the animal shelter or anything yesterday, but I made the decision that I'm going to adopt a pet.
Awesome. Baby
for a couple of reasons. One, I have a lot of love to give, and I feel like an animal would accept it. And also, the new iPhone has pet portrait mode.
What?
What is pet portrait mode?
I guess it's basically designed to have non-human models on portrait mode. I guess maybe if they're with the colors and
moving. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so my future pet is going to be an influencer. Okay, y'all better watch out. I'm sure she's on vacation in Italy somewhere. It's going to be awesome. But until then, I'll take pictures of you party animals.
Oh, yeah. Did you tell the boyfriend yet? Because I know you guys are moving in together pretty soon.
I know. Well, yeah, I told him that I really, really, really want a pet. He wants to wait so we can get one together.
Oh.
So.
Our pet.
Our pet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just like
it can
our
sit
couch.
On our couch.
On our couch.
You have to have that conversation.
About the pet?
Do you allow the animal on the furniture?
Oh,
that
yeah.
That can cause major conflict.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why you get them to
feel the same
them.
Way.
Yeah.
On
you
the bed, people don't allow their pets on the furniture.
I don't either, but my pet still gets on it.
Yeah. Yeah, and the new iPhone, we talked about it. It's including the slofies.
Yep.
You
yeah.
guys informed me means a slow motion selfie, not like slobber fee for the pet portrait mode. That's what I thought it was
going
to be like associated with because I saw it together. Slofie?
No, what'd you say?
Slobber fee?
Slobber
like getting money back if your pet slobbers on your phone when you're taking portrait mode pictures.
Not with Apple.
Yeah, but so, guess we'll find out. Okay, so last night I was watching Bachelor in Paradise with my friends.
Oh, you're hanging in there, huh?
Which, by the way, they said they're going to announce The Bachelor next week. Which is very exciting.
Finally.
I know it's going to be Peter in my gut, and I'm not happy.
I'll be cool with it.
Mm. But while I was watching it, there was actually a commercial for Hinge, the dating app. Mm-hmm. And something that I thought was interesting was that their little tagline was, like, Hinge, the app designed to be deleted. Because, like, the whole idea is, like, once meet your person, then you delete that. Which is, like...
That's a good tag.
I know. I was like, that was really, really clever.
And then think about it, but yeah.
And then I thought, there's a few other things that need to be deleted. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, the reply all button. Why? Why do we have... Why?
I can mess you up.
I use it all the time.
Somebody's feelings get hurt because you don't want them to see what you wrote.
I've made nothing but mistakes.
But yeah, just reply is fine.
Something else that should be deleted. Your ex's phone number. Just do it and thank me later.
Yep.
That's all. That's all you need.
Takes away all temptation.
We should delete the expression of telling someone, you look tired.
Amen.
Tell me about it.
Like, just don't.
Yeah. I look tired.
I get that almost every day. It's like, yeah, I am.
Me too. Yeah. Thank you.
I am. Yeah, because I am
live
tired.
With it.
I'm fully aware.
You look
aware.
Like you don't feel good.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. I did until now.
Because I'm tired.
And then also, some really, really ridiculous baby names. They released the list the other day for, like, the top three, like, baby names.
Oh, boy.
So the top three. One was Fawn. I'm sorry, what? Baby deer? Okay.
Fawn Hall.
Tanith. What is
Tanith?
I don't know anyone named Tanith, but that's an interesting baby name. And the number one was On the Dole.
A little callback to yesterday. For those babies that were born on the DL.
On the DL.
I laughed about that all day long.
I didn't.
You made that break. Yeah.
Thank
that
you.
Was great.
You know what? I'll take it.
And you also made the Christmas reel, I'm sure.
Oh, of course. I think I made it twice yesterday.
On the
In the same break, yeah.
I even announced it. I hope I get this name right. On the Dole.
I hope we have a folder back there for Malachi.
I said Malachi.
Yeah, Mariachi. I just saw the chi in there.
Went with it. And then lastly, I brought something.
What?
One second.
Okay. Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay.
No. JC, I brought you something with your name on the front.
Oh.
Oh, it's an envelope.
Look at
both sides are the front.
Oh, wow.
That's two taped together.
Uh-huh.
Now what do you do?
Now my mind is blown because there's no back.
There's no back side. It's just a back. The card inside doesn't really matter. I just felt like I had to buy one because I felt like I was stealing the envelopes.
Oh, is there a card?
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It's a really, really dumb birthday card. But I just wanted to give you a two-sided, front-sided, back-sided envelope. So
Thank you
can settle all your discussion with
so
the
is
hater.
That two fronts?
That's two fronts.
Two fronts.
Yeah. She wrote the name on the front.
Yes, yeah, so your name's on the front.
Your name is definitely on the front.
I normally write the name on the back.
But it doesn't have a back.
I know. I can't do it.
Yeah, there you go.
So, you're welcome.
People are legit mad at me over this, by the way.
Yeah, I liked that example someone sent in.
They said...
you put the address on the front of your house, not the back.
See, in my house, the address is in the back.
Really?
Yeah.
It is not.
It is. Kelly's is in the back, too. That's how I found her house.
Did y'all have such big houses?
Well, in the alley.
We have alley entry.
The houses all look the same from the back, so they put the numbers on the back, too.
So
boom.
Where that's not standard.
Where do they deliver your mail?
Post office.
The post office delivers it. Yeah.
Where?
Oh, the front.
Mm. Boom.
The front. But where do you open the mailbox, Jenna? From the front.
Huh?
Where do you open the envelope?
You got
from the
her with
front.
That. You open the mailbox from the front.
Yeah, you open the mailbox from the front. Where do you open the envelope from the front?
What?
Open. This
you
is where you open.
Before that statement, people are jumping on board with you.
Where am I opening this?
Dude, you don't.
From the front.
You don't have to convince me.
You opened the side that didn't have a card.
Oh, I did, huh? Yeah, so that's the front.
Everybody.
But most people call it the back. That's what I meant. Anyways, all it does is make people mad. So let's just go give money away.
Actually redundant, but don't repeat again.
Yeah.
True.
Grammatically redundant. Grammatically incorrect.
Well, you're just trying to throw it out there. Hey.
Well, I was trying to rhyme. That's
yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
When it's art, it doesn't matter.
Thank you, Kelly. Yeah.
Rappers do it all the time.
Do Spanish rappers rhyme?
Yes.
Until you translate it in English.
Yeah, if you translate it, it's not going to rhyme.
Not going to rhyme.
But in Spanish, it does. Yeah.
All right.
It sure does. What's up, Joy?
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. What are you up to right now?
I'm actually sitting at work.
Oh, good, good, good. What do you do for work?
I'm an administrative assistant for a heating and air company.
There you go.
So have you guys been keeping track of all the wrong guesses at the office?
I've been trying, yes.
Okay, good, Joy.
Joy.
Because right now you're about to give us what you think is the correct pin, and if you got it right, we're going to make it rain on you, $5,000, okay?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and give us that pin.
8246.
8246.
Ah.
Oh, Joy. All right.
Another, you did good about that.
That's another one we could mark off right there from Joy. She guessed 8246.
Sorry, there's no joy in your heart today, Joy.
All right, Joy, you have a wonderful day at work. Keep on trying, though. Keep track of all those wrong guesses. And let's move on here to our second guess of the morning. Hello, Margo.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so hopefully you've been keeping track because now you get your chance to win $5,000, Margo. What is that pin?
4862.
4862. Bummer. It is, but
sorry,
you know what?
Margo.
You're helping all of Kid Nation here. We're narrowing it down with all those wrong guesses, Margo. So you keep on track. Keep on keeping track and keep on trying to call us up. We'll have another chance for you to play in less than 1 hour. So two more chances, two more guesses.
All right.
This morning. And coming up next, it's time for Jenna to put on that hat that is very uncomfortable for her.
Yes.
It's humongous.
It's very stylish, though.
But she's going to be reading your dreams. What do they actually mean? What's going on in your life? It's not always what you're dreaming about. It has to do with your awake life. All right, so Jenna, our psychology minor, is going to help you out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got a celebrity calling us up in about an hour.
Yeah.
Sebastian Maniscalco is going to call us up. He was the host of the VMAs.
Very funny dude.
Really funny dude. He's got some great specials on Netflix if you want to check those out. He's one of those guys that's low-key extremely successful.
Right.
Because maybe you haven't heard of him, but believe us.
Selling out arenas.
He's broken, like, Dave Chappelle's record at, I think, Madison Square Garden. So he's doing pretty well.
He's blowed up.
He's loved in the comedian community. And speaking
comedian
of
community.
And speaking of comedians over here, Jenna, hat is pretty,
it's funny.
Pretty funny.
This is not a joke. This is my serious dream reading garb.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Take it seriously.
Also, 40 minutes away from playing Beat the Bank ATM again. But right now, Jenna is going to help you out, Kid Nation, because you've been having some weird dreams. And Jenna went to college for that. At least she minored in it.
If I wasn't doing this, I would have liked to have been a psychiatrist for sure.
So now we let her figure out what's going on in your head with your dreams in the segment we call Jenna's reading some dreams right here. All right, Jenna, I got one.
Okay.
Jenna, please read my dream and help me. I have constant dreams of me getting into car accidents, with me waking up in the back seat and no one's driving.
Oh, my.
Or me not being able to control the car, the steering wheel. I've always lost control and wake up right before the crash. Weird.
Your inner emotional state is in turmoil. Car accidents. Sometimes when you lose your car in a dream, sometimes people have that dream. Cars usually your method of transportation, right? So, like, obviously, literally how you get from one place to the next. But they say that cars can also reflect just your inner emotions. And it's really telling that she's in the back seat of the car. very specifically, they say if you're in the backseat when the accident happens, this means that some misfortune in your life is completely outside of your control since someone else is calling the shots for you. But you must be harboring some deep anxieties and fears. So I don't know, maybe you have a working relationship or a personal relationship and there's some kind of turmoil and you feel like it's out of your control.
Hmm. Oof. All right.
I have these lucid dreams.
She got Big Al.
Dear Jenna, I had a dream that I was driving, speaking of cars, in the middle of the night, and I made myself some coffee. I finished it really quick. I really wanted to get some more coffee, so I looked for a gas station. I was about to get out. I grabbed my silver mug. I looked at the bottom, and at the bottom, there was this pink, thick sludge and thousands of white parasites at the bottom of my mug.
Yikes.
Ew.
You were drinking out of that.
It left me with the worst feeling in my gut. P.S. Mindhunters on Netflix is a really good show. It's about the development of the way the FBI investigates serial killers.
Oh. Very aware. I'm all caught up on both seasons.
Oh, okay.
So they give us a dream and a show to watch.
And a plug. Yeah,
I actually love that dream. Thank you. And I do love that show. It's a great show. Not enough killing for me, but for my dark mind.
Okay.
But anyway, okay. So when you dream parasite dreams, actually... I read a lot of your dreams, and a lot of you write me about, you know, you're mid eating something and then the pasta turns into worms or, you know, just really gross dreams. But this one specifically about parasites says this is a warning dream that you need to fix some problems in your waking life. And it's because you need to ask yourself questions about what's going on, because I don't know you personally, but you're feeling sabotaged in some aspect, either by other people or by your own self, or that you're being taken advantage of and something's zapping your energy in your waking life. So I'm not sure if you're self-sabotaging or if someone's sabotaging you or you feel like someone's sabotaging you, but that's what that dream's trying to tell you. It's warning you. Wake up.
All right.
What's going on?
Wake up.
I love that song. Jenna, help me. I have a reoccurring dream that there is an invasion happening. Typically, it's an alien invasion, but I never see the aliens. I'm an adult in the dream, but I don't have kids. I do have kids in real life, but I don't have kids in the dream. In the dream, everyone around me is in a state of panic and afraid. Once I've seen UFOs in the sky, typically there is some broadcast on TV or radio going off. Please help me. I usually wake up in a panic.
I highly recommend Googling alien invasion dreams, because these dreams are actually very common. That actually falls in like one of the 100 most popular dreams people have.
Oh, really?
And you quite literally may be feeling alienated, but it really depends on specifically some other factors in the dream. Are they attacking? Are you having a friendly conversation with an alien? Yeah, but in this, it sounds like that, you know, everyone's freaking out. It's kind of end of the world. Aliens are invading. And so because of that, they say that you've been neglecting yourself. You're feeling alienated in life, and it's often tied to work-related issues. Maybe you feel like someone's coming to take over your job. You're feeling threatened in your work environment, like they're going to replace you. Alien dreams are very common when you feel like your work has become less enjoyable. So it's often related to work.
Huh. All right.
Well, it looks like I like my work. I haven't had those.
Jenna, I always have dreams that I'm drowning. I wake up and I can't breathe. What could this mean?
Savannah.
Water is the powerful dream symbol about emotion. So if you're dreaming that you're drowning, you're quite literally drowning in some sort of emotional situation in your waking life. I don't know her exactly what it is, but there's something causing an imbalance. And this dream of drowning can be a warning that you're overdoing something. Maybe you're spreading yourself too thin, or you're just overwhelmed by a goal or deeply involved in a relationship that's overwhelming you emotionally. So just kind of think about what's going on. But water is almost always reflective of our emotions.
Drowning in emotions.
Wow.
Boy, Jenna, I just had an insanely vivid dream that my 47-year-old mother was pregnant.
Oh,
I'm 24 with two kids, 5 and 2, so you can understand why I would be weirded out by this. In the dream, we were discussing her dietary needs and her lack of morning sickness. I was annoyed because I was super sick both times. I remember it feeling very secretive, though, like no one else knew she was pregnant but me and her cousin, because she mentioned her cousin by name. It felt so real. And the weirdest part is, my mom can't even have kids anymore because she had a hysterectomy years ago. What could this possibly mean?
I love how vivid some dreams are, right? She remembers almost every detail of that dream. And so pregnancy dreams, I've told you in the past, unless you're pregnant and having fears about a baby, which a lot of pregnant women will have bad dreams, when you're not pregnant at all or a family member's not pregnant, it always has to do with giving birth to an idea. And they say when your mom's pregnant, moms represent emotional support and security. So maybe you're actually trying to look to your mom right now to comfort you in some sort of way, help you solve some sort of emotional problem you're dealing with in your waking life. Ask yourself what's going on. I feel like I need to give advice on how to proceed since I don't know. But, you know, you need to ask yourself what's going on. Maybe you're struggling with some mothering questions, right? And so you're hoping that your mom can actually help you get through it.
Oh, because she'd be going through it at the same time.
You just gotta, you know, moms represent, if you have a good relationship with your mom, moms always are going to represent that kind of like comfort and advice and emotional support. So her giving birth is probably, you think she's going to give you some sort of idea or coping mechanism. So why don't you talk to her? Maybe you need some comforting.
Ooh, there's our dream expert right there, Jenna.
Call your mom.
Uh-huh. That was pretty good.
It was okay today.
Interesting dreams today.
Mm-hmm.
Very. If you want to write our dream expert, Jenna, 800-543-3548. Yeah. Send it in the text. We'll do it again next week.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, here we go, Kid Nation. It's time to call in to play Beat the Bank
ATM.
$5,000 could be all yours if you got the correct PIN code. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KID-KID.
Let's go, callers 17 and 19. We are taking two guesses.
All right.
And according to White Cheddar, we have 15 possible pins that have not been guessed yet. So one of those will win you $5,000. Again, the numbers you can use in the PIN code is 2468, and that's in no particular order. Obviously, we want to give you the answer.
I just want to cheer.
Yeah, me too.
We appreciate.
We do not know.
Yeah, we don't know what the code is. So once it hits right, the only ones that know are Trey and the Cheddar, man.
Yeah.
And it's in there. Once you punch it in, it'll let us know. So hopefully we'll get that $5,000 up there. Today is 9/11.
It is.
And here's a bit of a feel-good story, because we looked for those on this day because we lost so many lives on that day. And the newest class of New York City firefighters is set to graduate later this month. Did you see this story?
No.
13 of them are children of firefighters who lost their lives as a result of 9/11.
Oh.
They're called legacy graduates, and it's the most any one class has ever had. In addition to those 13, there are at least three more legacy grads who are children of first responders who died, including the son of a New York Police Department officer. And the group of graduates who also includes two sets of siblings. One set is a brother and a sister with two brothers who are already firefighters. And if you want to know more about them, the New York Post did a big profile on the whole group, and they're set to graduate on September 24th.
What a great way to honor your
mom
or dad. Yeah.
They went into that line of work that their mom or dad was doing the day that our country was attacked.
Very cool.
Jenna.
Yes.
If you've been having baby fever.
I have.
This might make you think twice.
Give it to me.
Yeah, here you go. A four-year-old will ask about 437 questions a day. A day.
I don't want to go back.
That's too much in a
Google
week.
It. Google it.
437
a
questions.
Day.
Get back to that phase ever again.
Yeah, that's all you get all day long.
When they
and combine that with all the questions the man asks you.
Oh man!
When they say why over again, does that count as like additional questions?
Yeah, I mean that's a question.
Why?
Because I said so.
But why?
I don't know how to answer because I already told you it's because I said so, and then you get into circle of questions. And speaking of kids, there's this since we're in football season, did you guys see the story that happened with DeMarcus Lawrence from the Dallas Cowboys?
I did.
So did you see this, Kelly?
No.
He got done with the game, and he's walking with his family back to, I think, his car. It's like a little van, limo van, and he's leaving the stadium. And there's a little boy sitting there, and his mom's taping him on her phone, and he's wearing a New York Giants hat, a New York Giants little face paint. And he's wearing a Saquon Barkley jersey, which is the running back for the New York Giants. Tank plays for the Cowboys. They just played the Giants. They're huge rivals. They are taught to hate each other, basically. The fan base is.
We don't want to teach hate with the children.
Well, we had just kicked their butts.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, and so you see all the people that are lined up, and they're watching Taylor. DeMarcus, hey! You know, they're young. They're excited. It's cool to see an NFL player in person.
Yeah.
But the mom that's taping of the New York Giants kid pushes him forward and says, go get it. Go get the autograph. And he's holding some Dallas Cowboy something. I don't know if it was a shirt or something.
Even though he's covered in...
And he's in giant gear. Yeah. So he starts walking towards DeMarcus. He goes, DeMarcus, Tank, sign this. And you see him just walk past, look at him, walk past him. And he says, you got the wrong jersey, bro. Or something like that. And keeps going.
Oh, no.
Now, this is football, though. You know, this is what we're taught as fans.
That's a little kid.
It's a rivalry, yeah, and it's a little kid. And he said, you need the right jersey, son, and keeps walking. None of the Cowboy fans were out there trying to grab, because there was a lot of people.
That's kind
of
cold.
Do you think he was holding up, a Cowboys something for him to sign, or was he holding up a Giant something?
It kind of looked like he had a Cowboys something, but I don't know if he wanted him to sign the jersey.
Maybe there was that confusion.
And so he got a lot of heat online because he turned down a kid.
Right.
But here's the thing. It's a rivalry. It looks like he was kind of having fun with it, too. It's not like he cursed him out. He's like, you need the right jersey, son. He just kept blocking. So he's getting demolished on social media. Some people do have his back.
Is the little boy's mother suing him?
The little boy's mother was not happy.
Finding legal representation?
Yeah. But let me tell you this. In my opinion, I feel like the mom set him up to fail. She pushed him he's wearing a Saquon Barkley jersey.
Right.
He's been out there
at the game cheering against him for the last 3 hours.
And again, there's all these fans. So if he stops and starts signing for this New York Giants fan, what do you think all those Dallas Cowboy fans are going to want?
Why'd you walk past us?
That's going to take them another hour to get out of there, you know, because it's going to set off this just tidal wave of people wanting autographs. So
that kid made his decision. His loyalty lies elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, that's your thing, man.
And they
asked him about it yesterday, and what people don't know about this about Tank is he gives back to the community. In fact, yesterday he was at a main event place playing with kids, you know. So
not
he gives
those
back.
Your kids, though.
But they did ask him about it. They did ask him about it, and he said, "Hey, the kid should have had the right jersey.
Right?
There's nothing wrong with someone telling you no. He's going to hear that a lot in life. You need to get used to it. I know my kids hear it every day. I sign hundreds of autographs." But I can sign autographs when I want to. That is my choice. The kid's going to be okay. Trust me, I know. And if not, I'll write a public apology for hurting his feelings.
I love that.
Just watching the video, it's like, I mean, I see where he's coming from.
He added on. Other than that, hopefully he gets a DeMarcus Lawrence jersey for Christmas.
That would be the right thing to do. I mean, but not that he knows how to get in touch with the kid.
Yeah, I mean, he does say he feels bad because you could see the hurt in the kid's eyes because it was pretty embarrassing. It was a walk of shame.
But I bet that kid's been trash-talking.
Yeah.
The Cowboys.
And he also said, he did talk about it, too. He said, look, we just got done playing them. And he said, I didn't get to tackle Saquon one time during the game. So when I see the jersey, that's the first thing I see the kid wearing. I want to tackle him a little bit. So I turned him down.
I see it.
I got his back. I get it, man.
I give him a pass on
that. That's a pass.
Definitely.
I'm not going to get mad at the dude.
Kids do need to learn how to take a little disappointment. He's right about that.
Yeah. So, Tank, you're all good, man.
It's all good.
Yeah, that guy's a national treasure, I'm telling you. Like, he's hilarious.
He's a national treasure.
Yeah. He's hilarious.
He's blossoming right before our eyes.
He's a blossoming national treasure.
Have you heard this guy talk?
No,
he's hilarious.
I'm a fan.
Every time he posts something on Twitter or Instagram, he cracks me up. I love that dude. All right, so if you're a parent, just be on the lookout. If he does not play for the team you cheer for, he might say no. And it's okay. We all get no sometimes. Does not know what the code is.
Earthly idea what the pin code is.
Yeah, he has no idea. You just feel like two's been ignored.
Observation because since the sequence that we give out when we're giving the numbers 2, 4, 6, 8.
Uh huh.
Not a lot of people have guessed.
Sure.
Combination starting with 2.
Because legally we can't give you advice on what the pin is because you know that would be unfair to everybody else that's trying to play the game.
Yeah.
But Terry, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing awesome, buddy. What are you up to right now?
I am sitting on the porch with the pups.
The pups? What are the pups' names?
I got Piper and Bailey.
I got a Piper now?
Piper and Bailey.
Well, tell Piper I said, woo woo!
Woo!
Yeah.
right, Terry.
He's told.
All right, well, maybe you could buy him a bunch of treats with $5,000, Terry. So let's see, what pin code do you think it is?
2486.
All right.
He switched the 8 and the 6, and it was not correct, Terry.
I like that.
Thank you for playing, and you and your puppies have a great day today. All right, man.
Thanks for giving two a little love.
Yeah. He out? Yeah. Asking you your sheep.
Yeah.
That was 2486 if you're keeping track of all the wrong guesses. We're down to 14 possible.
Yep.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello.
What's going on?
I can't believe I got through.
Oh, yeah, you got through.
I'm ready to win some money.
Uh-huh. What are you up to right now? You driving or something?
I'm driving on the way to work.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm an attorney in-house for a logistics company.
Whoa. In-house.
Logistics,
all that good stuff.
The company's making so much money, they got their owners.
Uh-huh, they need to. They need it, you know. Yeah. Those companies do need it. Okay, well, Nancy, hopefully you've been keeping track of all the wrong guesses, so what is your guess?
6428.
Access denied.
Oh, no.
Oh, JC took that one hard.
Oh, no. I mean, I take it hard every time because I want them to win. I'm so excited for when it actually rings. Nancy, that is the incorrect pin. I think we are down to 13 possible pins.
Hey, closer and closer to somebody winning $5,000.
It's a group effort, Kid Nation. You're helping each other. So if you do get one wrong, you are helping a fellow Kid Nation member win that $5,000. We'll have four more chances for you to guess tomorrow. And hopefully we get it down in the single digits. Or hopefully we give away that $5,000. Good luck. Keep track. Get that office pool going. And coming up next, time to get a funny guy in here. Sorry, Big Al.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So he was hosting the VMAs, last week?
Uh-huh.
And he's sold out Madison Square Garden. He's got Netflix specials. He's got Comedy Central specials. Yeah. Our boy Trey loves this guy. He loves his comedy. His name is Sebastian Maniscalco. And he's going to join us on the show. He's going to call us up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Our phone screener just screamed in my ear.
Really?
Yeah, he's so excited about who's joining us on the show right now. You caught him on the VMAs. He hosted it and he killed it. And now he's promoting his tour. You bother me. Sebastian Maniscalco is on the phone with us right now. What's up, bro?
Constantly bothered.
You're just bothered. Is it hot and bothered or just bothered?
He's even too bothered to make this phone call.
Yeah.
You know? No, I love, you know, this is part of the business. I you see some of these comedians are like, oh, I don't want to do morning radio. It's like, bro, this is part of the deal. You got to get up and promote. So, I appreciate you having me on. You Bother Me tour is kind of it's an observational comedy tour. Just basically a lot of things that bother me. For example, I took my daughter to preschool yesterday.
Yeah.
And nowadays, apparently, the parents come into the preschool classroom and they have you sit there because if the kid cries, they have the parent there. And I'm like, I remember my parents literally kicked me out of the car and told me, you know, we'll see you in 6 hours.
Yeah,
there's no And my father didn't even know where the school was. I don't even think he even came to my school.
Now, Sebastian, did you get emotional when you dropped off Serafina at school? Did you cry a little bit?
I was there. I stayed the whole time. For the first 2 weeks, they have you stay there. So there's no crying. There's nothing. I'm in the lobby.
But Sebastian, I love that this is your kind of comedy because this is something people can still relate to. And I don't know if this bothers you about other comedians, but something that bothers me when I watch stand-up specials are comedians that are so detached now because they've been so successful and so rich that every bit of their stand-up, most of us normal people can't relate to.
Yeah, you know what? This is a trap some of the comedians fall into is where, you know, they start living a lifestyle that's a little bit detached from the person who's going to work on 9 to 5. And for me, the way I grew up in a middle class family in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. And for me to get where I am today, I mean, I've done everything. I've done every job from dressing up as Captain Morgan and passing out shots at nightclubs to
nice.
Glazing ham at Honey Baked Ham. So
that's good.
Oh, now you're speaking my language.
Not to trump you, Sebastian, but I was the breadstick at Pat and Oscar's. I was a mascot once.
Yeah.
Oh, you were a breadstick?
Bro, it was great.
Wow.
I was buttered and everything.
And now he's a meat stick.
Well, not to trump both of y'all, but I actually counted traffic, and I was replaced by a rubber hose.
Yeah, I got replaced by a hose, Sebastian.
See, but all those experiences that you had and getting to where you are today, it humbles you. It makes you, I believe, just a grounded person. And no matter how much money you obtain, I'm a dad. I'm taking my kid to preschool. I'm going to Target. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm still, I'm still living a normal life. So I never want to, take myself out of the game. I got to be involved in the game in order to extract material. So,
sure.
That's kind of where I'm coming from.
Now, speaking of, you were talking about your early jobs. You were a waiter, in Beverly Hills when you moved out to LA. Ever serve anybody famous? Was there a famous?
Yeah, I waited on all of them. I remember waiting on Shaquille O'Neal when he was a Laker. He would come in on a Sunday, and it was like serving a giant. Yeah, he ordered a coffee. I had to bring it out in like a cereal bowl with a big dessert spoon. So yeah, I mean, he was great. He always used to tip $100. I waited on Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Sean Penn. I was waiting tables there for 7.5 years. So at the time, the Four Seasons Hotel was a huge hotspot for a lot of celebrities. A lot of the press junkets were held there, and I was a server in the Windows Lounge. So yeah, it was a great job to have.
And now you're gonna be working with some of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, do you bring it up?
I'm waiting on De Niro in 2003, and fast forward 2018, I'm doing a scene with him in this new movie called The Irishman that's coming out in a couple of months. So
this looks so good, by the way. I know we're talking about your stand-up, but I saw the trailer for this. It looks really good.
Oh, it's so good. I mean, I can't wait to see this movie. It's one of these things where, I did it about a year and a half ago. I haven't seen a lick of the footage yet, so I'm really, really interested in seeing what this looks like. I play such a great character in Crazy Joe Gallo, and if you would have told me in 1998 when I came out that way that I would be doing a movie with Pacino and De Niro and Pesci, I would have told you you're crazy, but it happened.
Well, you fit right in, man.
Very cool.
You're out there with him. Are you going on tour right now because you just had a baby and you're trying to get away from being woken up by a screaming baby every night?
You know what? This baby sleeps like a bear.
What?
There's no, from 6 to 7 o'clock in the morning, this baby sleeps 13 hours, and we don't even know we have a baby. It sleeps that good. So, I'm going on tour because I had a baby, and I need some diapers. That's basically
why I'm
leaving the house.
I feel you, brother.
And speaking of your family, your wife is a painter, right? She does some painting on the side.
Yeah, well, she's not painting houses. She's painting canvases.
Yeah, canvases. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to see if I can get her to come over and do a couple of bedrooms.
Yeah, artist type painter. Now, I was wondering, has she ever painted you? Like, Rose did in the Titanic.
Yeah, no, she paints abstract art. She doesn't do people or places. It's more of very colorful, multimedia type of artwork, really large scale. She collaborated with a designer to do all the area rugs in our house. They're based on all of her paintings. So, yeah, she's super creative and super outside-the-box thinker. Also helps me a lot with a lot of things that I'm doing, if it's a T-shirt line or it's a stage or lighting or what have you. She's got a really great eye, and she is the best mommy I've ever seen. So she's a doll.
Could she paint a 72 Chevy for $99.95?
Absolutely, bro.
Car?
Yeah, I'll try to get that.
Yeah, I'll try to get a hookup, dog.
Now, Sebastian, you're a very you're an active comedian on stage. I mean, you're moving around, you're bending over, you're acting out your jokes. Have you ever hurt yourself while doing your stand-up routine?
I'm injured for comedy.
You know what? I fell off stage in Detroit 2016. I was waving goodbye to the crowd, and I stepped. Wasn't even doing my act. I was actually leaving the stage, and I was kind of backpedaling, and something snapped in my calf, and I fell off the side of the stage. I had a wheelchair and an ambulance pick me up. So that's the only time I got injured on stage. However, right now I think I have a little bit of a torn meniscus in my right knee that I'm going to have to get an MRI on. But I'm still able to kind of move around. But 46 years old, the body's taken a beating over the last 20 years, and I gotta take care of myself. That's why I'm doing Pilates with my wife. How exciting is that, people?
Best shape of my life is doing Pilates.
Pilates is one of the hardest things I've ever done.
I know, but you just wake up one day and your body's longer, leaner. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it works, man. It works.
I grew 3 inches doing this stuff.
What?
Yeah.
You just like stretch out. It's crazy.
Yeah, it really, really helps. And for me, I thought, like Pilates, come on, how hard could that be? I get on the machine, and it's like I'm a pool. It's like a pool of sweat. I'm dying.
I got to start back.
Yeah, me too, Kelly. Let's do it.
I've lost a quarter of an inch in my height. You know, that's a big deal when you're a dude. Yeah, you know, 6'1".
Start Pilates, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Great. He's just been lifting upper body.
No, I do my legs.
Skip leg day, bro. Leg day.
Hey, important question, Sebastian. Since you're really into food and you love going to Italian restaurants and all that stuff, what's your favorite sauce, red or white sauce?
I like a red sauce. I like a bolognese, a little meat in there. Also like a nice steak. I'm really into meat. I love cooking lamb chops and nice ribeye. I do a lot of cooking at the house. My daughter's getting involved with me and my passion for food and cooking. So nothing like a little. However, I do like a nice white sauce with some mussels. I did that the other night with a little butter, olive oil, some parsley. Yeah. So
Have you barbecued? Have you grilled with the big green egg yet?
No, I got a Traeger. I haven't done the green egg, but I've heard a lot of great things about the green egg, but I haven't graduated up to that yet.
Oh, no, I heard the Traeger's really cool.
I may have to get the Traeger then. I don't know anything about
that. Oh, this is legit, man. Really? If you want the perfect steak, it'll get it.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. A little pricey, though, I think, right, Sebastian? Will you buy me one?
Here he goes.
Will you buy me one? This is the first time we ask a guest to buy us.
The worst he can say is no.
Oh, man. He's never going to call us again.
I feel like we're friends now. I feel like I could ask for free stuff now from Sebastian.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, when's the tour kicking off, Sebastian?
Tour's kicking off this week. We're going to Oklahoma, Wichita. We're then going to, I don't even know. I got to Montreal, Boston, Chicago, Rochester, Sarasota, Florida. We're going all over the place. So really looking forward to getting on this tour and doing some promotion with the Irishman for the release of that. I believe it comes out November 1st in theaters. So, I got a busy fall, winter ahead of us. And, looking forward to it all.
Well, man, when the Irishman comes out, definitely give us a call. We would love to talk to you about that movie. Ticket pre-sale started today if you want to go to check out his tour. You bother me. Sebastian Maniscalco, check out his Netflix special as well, Stay Hungry. It came out in 2015. Yeah. But if you haven't watched it, it's one of my favorites. And Sebastian, man.
Be careful. Don't fall off any stages.
Yeah, be careful out there, buddy.
No. I'll be all right. And thanks for the time today. And enjoy the rest of your week, guys.
Yes, sir.
Bye,
Sebastian.
Take care.
Well, dude.
I like him.
He just got started in the movie world a couple years ago. Awesome. I mean, he just released, I think 2017 was his first film. Mm. And he was in The Green Mile, too, I think.
Yep.
So, on The Green Book.
The Oscar winner, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, we're going to be catching a lot of Sebastian here, so it's really cool to get him on the show. He's already super famous, but he's about to get, like, I'm thinking, like, Kevin Hart status.
Yeah.
He might be the next big one like that.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.